Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a guest, Dottie Krogh, and she is going to be talking about planting. So good morning to you, Dottie.
Good morning, LaVon.
Dottie, the Master Gardeners have an event coming up that's new.
This is a new event. We are having our first ever fall plant sale. We've had a spring plant sale for many years, which usually sells out within about
very
the first
quickly,
hour.
Yes.
So we thought we'd try the fall plant sale. It's a different type of plant usually that you plant in the fall. So we're trying to do something new.
And I know both of us are master gardeners. I'll just say that up front because sometimes we speak differently than if we weren't that. I find I know what plants I have in the fall that sometimes I'm looking for them in the spring. You know, you don't know when they're coming up for sure. And so in the fall, there they are. But there are some other things. But anyhow, before we get into those details, let's tell us about the time, place, date. When do we need to come to the fall plant sale?
Okay, so the fall plant sale is Saturday, September 21st at the Cass Community Center, the 4-H grounds. We are starting at 8 o'clock and we'll be there until we are sold out.
Which is not 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right, if you show up at 10, you might be too late.
Yes. And that's exciting. I mean, people come and take a look at what's there. How do people know what's there? I mean, when they come, how do they know what they're going to be seeing?
Well, we will have the plants displayed, and we will have tags on the plants that explain what the plant is, whether it should be planted in the shade or full sun, possibly the time of year that it blooms, maybe what color it is, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. So have some choices. If you're a newbie, there is some help there. And then there's always some master gardeners there to answer questions.
Right. We'll be there to answer questions. We're hopefully to have some cheat sheets so we can just give you some information about the plant before you go home with it. But we're also there to answer questions if you have those.
Okay. And, of course, there are lots of people who love gardening, and they're there just to add to their whole collection of plants. And the nice thing, Dottie, is these all come from us.
Yes, they do. These all come from our gardens. I have lots of daylilies, irises that need to be divided, and this is perfect for myself and for lots of members just to divide our perennials that have gotten overgrown. And hopefully we can, you know, when I shop for plants, I love to get new colors. So hopefully we can get some new colors out to some people, and that's kind of fun for a gardener to have a new plant.
You bet. That's one of the things I really like about irises. You know, it's kind of fun to have some of those old-fashioned ones, but there's so many more.
There is.
Just, yeah.
So I know I have Siberian irises that I'm hoping to bring some, and I also have bearded iris. So those will be there for sure.
Yes.
Perhaps some members will bring dwarf iris. I don't have any of those. So hopefully we see some of those too.
Yeah. And saying that, master gardeners also do a little shopping.
We do. Yes.
Good
yes.
time to share.
Right.
Yes. So what have the members been telling you that they probably, you've mentioned a couple of things, but are there some other things that members have said they're bringing?
Well, fall is a really good time to plant daylilies. And those come in all kinds of different colors. There are also Stella lilies, which, some people find that they multiply too quickly, but they're a lily that blooms pretty much all summer, so it's a really nice-looking plant. Perennial geraniums, that's a geranium that you don't have to plant every year. It comes back. Maybe some peonies. I have some spring-flowering bulbs like daffodils and tulips that I'd like to dig up and bring in. This is, fall is the time to plant bulbs, and then you'll see them come up in the spring.
You mentioned lilies several times. I have some of those Asian lilies that sometimes get to be 6 feet tall.
Yes.
I love the blooms on those.
Yes.
And so there'll be some of those. And yes. Then I think probably some people might bring hostas. You know, we think of hostas as
yes.
digging those best in the spring, but hostas are tough.
They are. And spring is the preferred time for planting hostas. But fall is great, and, you know, we're doing it the third week in September, so you've got a good 6 weeks probably before the ground freezes. Perfect time to put a plant in the ground, and if you make sure it gets some water, it'll do great.
Yeah, and that's one of the advantages, I think, of fall. You know where your plants are also, so you know where you want to fill in. But generally, it's not so hot in the fall.
Right.
And they can really get those roots down there, and people get a little worried, like, oh, we had some frost. Well,
it's not going to hurt. It doesn't hurt the plant until we get a hard frost.
Right, till those roots.
And that
start
usually
breeding.
Doesn't happen till, you know, the end of October usually.
At least, yes. So, So there'll be lots of different things there, and you can just do some shopping. Let's talk a little more about Master Gardeners. This class has been started.
Class has just started this week, actually. Yes. They're having class every Tuesday for about 10 weeks. And then they also have a class that's on campus at Iowa State, kind of in the middle of that. So they cover a whole bunch of different topics.
Yeah, it's not just flowers. So a lot of people think about, when they think of gardening, they only think of flowers, but it's so much more.
It is. You talk about turf grass, you talk about trees, fruits, vegetables, a little bit about landscaping. So you learn a lot about just a whole bunch of different areas.
So, Dottie, you remember all those things in terms of how it goes a little more than I do, because you haven't been a master gardener a real long time.
Well, it's been 10 years.
Really? Oh, I can't believe that, Dottie.
Time does fly.
It does. It really does. Well, I think double that for me, at least. I don't know. I don't know. You kind of lose track. But that's really interesting that you've been a master gardener for 10 years.
I have.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you've done? Of course, it's required that you do some volunteer work every year.
Yes, we are required to have education hours every year and volunteer hours. So the purpose of master gardeners is to educate the public and also to help the public with their gardening. So I have three projects that I work on. My church, St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church, I take care of the landscaping there. And then right next door is the Atlantic Public Library, and I've worked on that for, I think, the whole 10 years I've been working there. And then this year I decided to pitch in with David's Garden, which is a corner of the Atlantic City Park that the Master Gardeners maintain in memory of David Williams.
Yeah. And then other people have a lot of other projects, but I think it's good you mentioned both more private institutions, I'm going to say, although church isn't private, but there's those public gardens out there like David's Corner, and then there's those that you work with other organizations. And I don't know, do you ever have anybody call you up and ask questions on on the phone?
No, I have not. No, I've had people when I'm at church or I'm out somewhere and about, and somebody say, let me ask you about this plant that's not doing so well.
Exactly. So those one-on-ones, those are really important too. So there's lots of ways to volunteer and give that time. As master gardeners begin, they kind of think sometimes 20 hours a year is a long time.
It's nothing.
20 hours a year.
It's nothing. If you are really working at a project, I'm sure I have at least 50 hours every year.
Oh, I would guess so, yes. So it's not difficult. Of course, the first year, it's 40 years because you're an intern until you get those 40
hours the first year.
Yeah, so that takes a little more. But we all help you out. And saying that, we do have a Cass County Master Gardeners organization, and they're the ones who are sponsoring this plant sale.
Right.
And that's one of the ways we get those education hours, too.
It is. So some of our classes qualify for education hours.
When did you start gardening? When did you start saying, I really like this?
Well, that's a good question. My mother's 85 and still has a small garden, but she always had a huge garden. And I enjoyed it for the most part. She used to have like 20 rows of potatoes, and so I had enough of hilling potatoes to last a lifetime. But I always enjoyed her flower beds and all her vegetables, and so I think it's probably been in me forever.
Yeah. It's I never had quite that many hills of potatoes to do. But when I go out and work in my yard, and a lot of that's getting rid of the weeds as well as enjoying the results, I forget about everything else. It's real therapy, I guess. You know, I don't worry about anything else when I'm doing that. All those other thoughts just go away.
Yeah, and don't have the TV on. I don't have the radio on. It's just me and nature. And my mind goes wherever it wants to go. It's very peaceful.
Yeah. Yeah, so lots of reasons that people do gardening, and we want you to be able to come and add to your garden. So, Dottie, remind us of time, place, date for the plant sale.
The fall plant sale is Saturday, September 21st at the Cass Community Center in the 4-H grounds. We're starting at 8 o'clock, and we'll be there until we sell out. Come early before everything is gone.
Okay, and free will offering.
Yes, generally free will offering. We have a few things that are a little higher priced, we may put prices on, but in general, it's a free will offering.
And that's great. We love to have you come. So come on out. And we want to thank you, Dottie Grove, for your work on putting this together and for being here today.
You're welcome. Thank you, LaVon.
Until next time, just think about putting the plant in the ground is a way to connect to the earth.